It was absolutely the right call. I mean, in the situation, which is, I mean, it's unprecedented, really. I mean, the last time you could think of something like this, maybe it was the Spanish flu back in 1918 or whenever it was, to have a Six Nations game played out in what is essentially an 80,000-seater pitch, you know, petri dish. For me, it's, look, it was just sensible to cancel it. But, you know, there's still Scottish fans who are in Wales right now, apparently, who showed up in Cardiff. So it maybe is a decision that should be made, that should have been made rather a couple of days ago, if not, you know, a week ago. And look, I just think it's at the point now where everybody just has to hunker down and, you know, wait this thing out.
Yeah, wait this thing out, I suppose, is what a lot of people are saying, and kind of a lot of people saying, what can we do? There's so much uncertainty. We don't know when matches are going to be back. I mean, 29th or 30th of March is being slated for kind of a return to action across a lot of sports. But even that, you'd be uncertain kind of looking at that. Looking at this Six Nations, we'll go into the Pro 14 in a moment. But the Six Nations now, obviously Ireland have two games yet to play. England have to play Italy as well. Now Wales have to play Scotland. They're talking about maybe the end of October to play these games out, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it really is, you just have to see how it goes, almost on a week-by-week basis at this point when it comes to something as trifling as sport, really. But I suppose if you're looking at potential dates where the Six Nations could be finished off, you could look at the 2001 season where they finished off the Six Nations in October. That would seem to be space in the calendar first. But I genuinely think that in the aftermath of COVID-19, I think it's going to be something that it's just going to reshape a lot of what we know about rugby this season. I think it's not inconceivable that the Pro 14 season might not end at all, that we may just, like, that this season will be just written off and head into the next one. And the same for the Champions Cup. It for me personally, I think it's very difficult to see how it could go. Now, obviously, that will present challenges to certain clubs with regards to finances. It's very different from, we'll say, the Premier League in England with regards to TV revenues. I imagine they're going to want to try and do something, but it's a very difficult time, and it's a very confusing time, I think, for I think a lot of people, both, you know, your general public, media, and for the sports administrators themselves. At what point do you take it that, you know, the rugby and whatever else, the commercial losses are just something that you just try to have to eat as much as possible and wait for you know, this whole thing to break?
Yeah, because with the Pro 14 in particular, I suppose, when they released their statement on it, and obviously they're dealing with a couple of different countries, like they've Wales, Scotland, Italy, and you've South Africa now as well, so you have to, I suppose, take it that bit more seriously. But in their statement, a lot of people were saying kind of March 30th, it'll be extended up until March 29th. We'll kind of look at it at that point. They didn't have a date in their statement, I believe. So that kind of led you to believe or led you to maybe think, yeah, this one could be wrote off. There's every possibility when you look at fixtures that have to be played in the Six Nations, whatever about the Champions Cup. This one seems like the biggest chance of a write off across all sports.
Yeah, look, and it's very, very difficult. It's something that they have to try and find the balance between, you know, doing the very best for their stakeholders from a financial perspective, but then also looking at the realities of how many people would actually get out of their homes and go to these games if COVID-19 is still as prevalent as what you imagine that it will be. I mean, it's one of those things that you have to kind of leave this up to the experts as much as possible. And when you're the Pro 14 in particular, you're dealing with, like you said there, you know, you're dealing with the UK, you're dealing with Ireland, Italy, South Africa. That's huge amounts of travel, you know, and huge amounts of internal travel from highly affected areas. I mean, the north of Italy is probably one of the worst affected places in the entire planet right now. So it's very, very difficult to see how the season can continue. Now, there hasn't been much in the way of an official statement from the Champions Cup with regards to those quarterfinals. You know, it may be feasible to perhaps play those games behind closed doors. But again, it's just very hard to see how that actually happens. And it's, you know, it's a concerning time, you know, because there's certain clubs like the Irish provinces or whatever else will be in a situation where they'll take a financial hit, yes, of course, but I think with the overall strength of the union itself, that they'll be okay heading into next season. But it's at the point now where there's an awful lot about this coming season is, you know, about the season that we have right now, that is just a complete question mark, and it's hard to see how they can do anything with it.
Obviously, of course, the IRFU as well took the decision to I suppose, postpone any activity in domestic rugby in the country from minis the whole way up to adults until at least March 30th as well. A very good call and an early enough call from the IRFU, I thought. But you're looking at AIL as well. You're in the melting pot in the AIL season, in the junior season, and all those games are going to have to be rescheduled as well. I mean, there's probably a bit more wiggle room with the AIL. You might lose out on the likes of your academy players and that from time to time, but you'd hope that will be played out. And I know you're from Cork and Cork Connor top, but in Limerick we have two teams as well going for a semi-final place in Division 1A, so hugely important to get those played out, you'd think. In the context, not hugely important, but in the context of I suppose, sport, it's pretty important.
You know, I think there may be some wiggle room that'll come from that in the coming months. Because if you imagine that the conditions that have been put in place in Ireland with regards to, you know, limiting social interaction and stuff like that, if they are successful, I think you and I think the government will be in a situation where they'll want some level of economic activity to return to normal as quickly as they possibly can, you know, within the bounds of safety. So I think they'll look at that and go, they will try to get it so that, you know, because we're also dependent on everybody else with regards to, you know, keeping football going and business going. So they'll want to try and get back to normality as soon as it's safe. And sport plays a large part in that kind of the feeling of normality, I suppose, in a community. So AIL is something that could help with that, keeping it going very quickly. But they'll want, you know, I think that as much as it's safe, they'll want to keep these guys active. I've had some people say, look, is this almost like a kind of a mid-season, pre-season in a way for a lot of these guys? And I suppose if we look at rugby and the physical nature of it and, you know, how much of a toll it takes on the body, as long as these guys aren't getting sick, I mean, there is some benefits, you could say, to having a break like this in the middle of the season. But other than that, there's not much in the way of positives, and hopefully it starts to pass sooner rather than later.
I suppose just finally, Tom, just kind of to bounce off what you said there and in terms of the AIL, if the AIL was to be able to come back and we'll say maybe Pro 14 was called off for the year, AIL, I suppose, we're talking about always the coverage of the club game and the once great AIL, that would, I suppose, take all the coverage, and that could be an actual positive for the AIL, couldn't it? It would have the eyes of the country on it. I'm sure the likes of RTE would be scrambling to try and televise some of those games.
Oh, they would. And like, the thing is, like with the AIL, the standard of rugby is actually quite high. And the standard of rugby there's normally very, very enjoyable games played out at a good pace and good quality there as well, all the way through the league. So it's something that if it were to receive larger coverage and even see maybe a few of the players cycling in, you know, from the pro level, you know, that may or may not be feasible to some extent. But I think that it would give an opportunity to focus on the AIL and the standard of rugby that they produce, which I think would actually surprise the general public who may or may not, you know, consider it to be, you know, something worthy of their attention. It absolutely is. And that goes all the way down through the divisions. And it's something that, you know, if it's a case that there's no Pro 14 or Test rugby and AIL is the only show in town, I think that's something that actually might start entertaining and surprise a lot of people as just how good this rugby is.